Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report, and we are trying to track down Harley Schlanger in Berlin, Germany. And sometimes these things happen. It's real live radio. And if we don't connect him, we'll probably get a hold of either Scott, who is actually in England. He's a stream guy. I'm not only running the stream for his own radio network, which is the Red State Talk Radio, number one talk radio network on the planet online, 7 years in a row. And we are now on there, of course, in late night, 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Soon we'll be live at least the first hour with our nutrition, wellness, functional medicine, and stem cell therapy hour. And the other hours will be live with our new stream. And when we start sending it over from our stream guys affiliate and also archived on Deagle-Network. So I'm hoping we can either track down Scott back if we can't get a hold of Harley from yesterday, who couldn't make it because he was in England doing some work on his servers. Or we get Gary Richard Arnold early. There's lots of stuff happening. First thing I want to go over is some of the things that are happening today. Number one, the earthquake in Alaska. There's been earthquake swarms all over the planet. You have to understand what an earthquake is. Think of every fault zone as a wind chime. And every wind chime has a specific frequency in which it vibrates the tube of the air chime. Now, we know what the tectonic frequencies are. So, in fact, the world and America has mapped out the frequency. And if you have a torsion field generating satellite, you can actually generate through the plasma in the upper atmosphere, because they've now inserted nanoparticle thorium, strontium, barium, alumina. So these torsion field waves can actually penetrate from the tropospheric layer of the Van Allen radiation belt, which is the fourth layer, to the fifth, which is the lithospheric layer. And when that happens, you build up frequencies and build a harmonic wave up like a giant wave in the fault zone. You can actually detect these electrical currents with specific frequencies across the fault zone of any earthquake zone in the world. And when the frequencies start to build giant waves, just like the movie about San Andreas a few years ago with The Rock, you have to understand we know how to actually generate earthquakes from space. In fact, the earthquake that was generated over China was a classified project with U.S. satellites that destroyed their underground facility where they're building giant weapons caches for an attack on the West from Western China. It killed 250,000 people, including 90,000 children. Now, you're not going to hear this anywhere else because you're not going to have either the scientific, technical, or classified access information. But the swarms of what's called earthquakes around the world are because we're getting ready for what's called a lithospheric disjunction. And what that means is if you take a Georgia peach and you steam it, you can slide the skin on the peach and they're intact. In other words, the lithosphere can move and it can move at a specific pace. Now, this happens periodically, roughly every 750,000 years. There's also magnetic flips of the Earth as early as every 70 to 100 years. So if you take a magnetometer across the ocean floor, you'll see what's called zebra stripes, where the emerging rock from the oceanic cleft actually hardens after it emerges, and it locks in the magnetic flux fields of the underlying Earth. And the flux fields convert literally as little as every 70 to 100 years. Now, what's going on is the North Pole is moving very rapidly over the last 100 and some years, and we now have two south magnetic poles with a geomagnetic hole in the South Atlantic Ocean that diameters of Earth out in space, around 22,000 miles. That hole is actually a giant geomagnetic hole where radiation, cosmic rays, X-rays, and so on can descend to the South Atlantic Ocean toward the Arctic Circle, off of the coast, the eastern coast of South America. Now, what's going on is we're ready for this destruction to happen. I can't tell you when it happened, but the fact that we had a new island building off of the Hawaiian Islands, it means the hot spot is already moved, because it's one of the thinnest areas of the crust on the Earth. One of the thickest areas is areas like, let's say, California, believe it or not. These are some of the oldest mountains on the planet. Now, the North American plate and the Pacific plate are kind of colliding. Parts of them are actually separated. For example, Baja California Island, which is part of where we live, actually, is actually not part of the North American plate. And in 100,000 years, it'll actually have slid northward. It'll be off the coast of Alaska. 8 million years ago, Alaska was actually on the equator. So people don't know this stuff. As a result, they don't understand when these earthquakes, what we see these swarms are indicating, we're going to have a rise like in Matthew 24 that Jesus talked about before the great and transitional day of the end of the secular age on Earth. We're going to have a massive increase in earthquakes before what's called the lithospheric disjunction, which means there's going to be a major quakes that will terminate a lot of the negative and evil things of the globalist agenda. And God is going to end them and actually remove evil from the Earth. And he's going to do it because things they're going to do to survive and thrive and do whatever, including their mark of the beast, which is in some ways a cybernetic access to a cyberspace so they can enter this, I call, cyber hell, that is going to happen. Now, this earthquake in Alaska could have been detected and also neutralized with resonant frequencies that can actually break the megaquake down to microquakes per day. So rather than one big quake every, say, 200 years or 100 years, you can have microquakes you couldn't even detect that happen every day. That means it would be a constant gradual slip of the rocks rather than a major slide. For example, the rocks are locked north of Los Angeles and Simi Valley, and we want that not to have a massive release, because there's actually 12 feet of recoil, including not only horizontal but also a vertical slide of almost a meter. And if these things shift as little as 6 to 12 inches, most of the buildings in Los Angeles, including their overpasses and so on, will fall to the ground. So people need to be aware that what's coming is major superquakes all over the planet. We're moving to a part of the galaxy where there's more particles in the interstellar space, so we're increasing with interstellar space particles, which also not only trigger rain, but also turn the air into a stronger plasma, so galactic waves that go through the interstellar space can trigger off earthquakes inside the Earth, including planetary alignments, because they create what's called gravity wave lensing. Most people don't believe this, especially the morons that believe in the flat Earth. And believe me, if you want to debate Dr. Deagle, you're going to lose heart, and it's going to be painful. The flat Earth theory was invented by the Vatican to keep people from exploring the New World. The Vikings, which had their different eschatology, didn't believe it, and they've been in North America 1,000 years before the idiots in the Vatican invented this in the Middle Ages. So, if you don't understand earthquakes, Dr. Deagle does, and this one is a warning quake telling you that there's going to be quakes. The Ring of Fire is moving down toward California. The biggest danger, for example, at the major caldera, which is in the North America, Western North America, in Montana and these areas, is not the volcanic material in the open caldera, but water in the lakes above it, because the primary thing that drives earthquakes, believe it or not, is water. And water from ringwoodite, which is inside the Earth, actually pushes not only the volcanic plates, but also it actually lowers the melting point of rock. And when melting point of rock, it creates magma. Magma is actually created, believe it or not, by the release of water from ringwoodite, which is nascent oxygen and hydrogen. We get Dr. Steve Jacobson from Northwestern University who did a lot of the research with diamond compression of ringwoodite that comes from the interoceanic clefts, and prove that, in fact, there's 10 times more water inside the Earth, not only in rocks, but also in underoceanic batholiths or giant oceans of water, just like the book of Genesis described about the flood. No, it wasn't just from the sky water. It was from the inside the Earth itself waters. And we're not going to have a flood like that again, but we're going to have superquakes. Those superquakes are going to terminate a lot of the foolishness that the globalists want to do, because what we're seeing right now is a meeting of the G20 nations in Argentina. Trump, being an idiot, is not going to meet with Putin, which was really bad, because the reason why the Ukrainians brought three ships is because they've been pushed by NATO to start operating as a little league branch of Europe, which is becoming a supercontinent, a super empire, which is extending not only to conventional Europe, but all the way through to Ukraine, which actually used to be, before Stalin actually split it off, a part of Russia. In fact, 200 years ago, Kiev, which has been manipulated by our State Department, which has been bombing the Donbass kids in the eastern Ukraine, these people are Russians, period. They speak Russian. They're genetically Russians. It's ridiculous what's going on right now. And the fact that we gave tank-killing weapons, Trump did, to the Ukrainians to try to push, quote, democracy. Remember, it's not whether it's democratic or whatever. It's a matter of who are they aligned with. Poland now and Ukraine are aligned with Europe. They're greater Europe. And as they become NATO members, this is going to increase the likelihood of a nuclear conflict with Russia down the road. So when we come back, we hope to get Harley Schlanger back. If we can't get him, we'll get Gary Richard Arnold, and we'll try to get Scott. Talk to you in just a minute if you have questions. 877-317-6432.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
One of my wisest people on our network, and I'm hoping he will pick up a show on our new stream from Stream Guys over at Deagle-Network. And of course, we're going to have players on all our sites and all of our co-broadcasters. We're also going to be syndicating all over the world on every platform, from Alexa to our Blueberry site to TuneIn, iTunes, etc., 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 Google Play, etc. And we'll cross-index and so this information can get out to the public. Now, I'm going to make a statement. In the last 10 minutes, I did a review of the cause of what's going on with the earthquake in Alaska. I mentioned that we are in the process. We also had an earthquake of 3.8 in Buenos Aires that shook the chandeliers where the G20 meeting was happening. These are all signs of earthquakes forming all over the planet. It was a upcoming lithospheric disjunction, is the term that I've used, which is where if you take a Georgia peach and you steam it, the skin or the crust of the earth can slide on the body of the peach, and that's what's happening. The new building island off the coast of Hawaii, where the crust of the earth is particularly thin and the hot spots are moving, meaning building a new island, is an example, along with this giant superquake that happened in Indonesia here a month or so ago and killed several thousand people. These are all examples of an upcoming surge of earthquakes all over the planet with harmonic resonant waves, just like wind chimes, where they release the tectonic forces stored up in the rocks. And once you hit the right harmonic frequency, you create giant waves, and the mu or resistance between the rock face drops towards zero. So, Lowell, there's a scientific explanation. If you measure the tellurial occurrence before a quake, you'll see harmonic waves building up that start to equal the harmonic resonant frequency of the tectonic plate. And once the frequencies match, the earthquake causes a slide. And when the frequencies start to not match, which is why buildings inside a earthquake zone don't fall if there's no match of the frequencies in the earthquake to the building harmonics. So you can actually take the harmonic generator frequency device that was in the lap pocket of Tesla, and you can actually slap that on a girder. If you create a giant wave, you can tear it apart, just like the Scottish soldiers marching across the bridge in march in order. And it'll rip the girders of the bridge apart, whereas if they walk out of order, it won't rip the girders apart. So the event that's happening now is a walk-up toward what happens every 750,000 years, and we're due, is a lithospheric disjunction, where the crust and the mantle start to slide, and you see a slide of the Earth's crust and mantle, and you see earthquakes all over the planet from Buenos Aires to Anchorage, Alaska. What do you think?
And we've already been seeing earthquakes like that in recent years, hitting New Zealand, hitting Japan, hitting Chile in South America, and so on, all of which are around the Ring of Fire.
Right, and they tend to go clockwise around the ring, so the fact it hit Anchorage means it's heading down toward the coast, which is a Cascadia subduction zone off the coast of lower British Columbia, Washington State, and Oregon. And the natives have a dance, because I practiced over there back in the 70s. They call it the Dance of the Thunderbird. Every 300 years, there's a major tsunami that occurs because they're off a coastal subduction zone where the ocean floor may drop, say, 10 or 20 feet. And when that happens, it causes a tsunami up to 300 feet high that destroys coastal communities. So this is not
because what happened in Anchorage in 1964, I believe, was called the Good Friday Quake, shortly before Easter.
Right.
And it generated a magnitude 9-plus quake, one of the strongest quakes ever recorded. And you did have streets in downtown Anchorage literally fall 10 feet with cars on them. It was rather traumatic. You also had the earth open and swallow houses. One of those houses belonged to Lowell Thomas, or was that his name? Yes, the famous announcer.
And so, oh, really? Now, there is a way of stopping earthquakes, and I've talked to engineers. The University of California in Los Angeles and others affiliated with them are doing research on measuring fault zone and tellurial currents, like the research movie a few years ago called San Andreas with the Rock. The fact is that most people that even play with science are not good logicians, don't ask good questions, and don't do testing of their theory. The fact that these good scientists did discover that before an earthquake, there's a tellurial current surge of harmonic resonant frequencies. And they can actually do a spectral analysis and see when the frequencies are changing and matching the fault zone. And once the frequencies match the fault zone in frequency and duration and create giant waves, then the mu, or the resistance between the rock faces, drops towards zero, and it does a slide until the resistance rises and the frequencies don't match again.
Sure, so, and that all depends in part on what's happening to the magnetic field of the planet, which can be affected by many different things, including solar activity.
Well, there's a research project going on at a zinc mine in Canada, in Ontario. And they did a research because it's one of the deepest mines in the world. And what they discovered is they had a device that was to simulate the Earth by a torsion field. And what you do when you create a torsion field is you have a solid metal core, which is iron core, circulating inside a swarm of liquid radioisotopes. And the liquid radioisotopes create what's called a torsion field. And the torsion field spreads out to 22,000 miles over, called our Van Allen radiation belt. The fact that we have life on Earth is actually due to the fact that we live on a nuclear reactor, Earth. Earth is a nuclear reactor. In fact, every planet in our solar system and every planet in any other star system that has life has to have a nuclear reactor as its core, with a solid core and a torsion field created by it to create a magnetosphere that blocks cosmic rays, background X-rays, and radiation and zeta particles. And without that, no life could exist on any planet because it would shatter the DNA by cosmic rays.
In the meanwhile, we know this about Earth. In addition to all the other factors, the radioactive materials deep near the core are decaying. They're undergoing radioactive decay, and as they do so, they're giving off heat.
So right, and then
it helps drive volcanoes.
Right, well, actually, the biggest thing that drives volcanoes is called ringwoodite. And I have the research from Dr. Steve Jacobson. I'm going to have him in the show.
Oh, yeah, there's one other factor, too, by the way.
Yeah, and what happens is that water lowers the melting point of rock. And what happens is when the ringwoodite occurs, which releases water, which is nascent oxygen and hydrogen, that's why there's no deuterium or tritium released when ringwoodite is made. So if you want to detect ocean water, you can determine how old it is. There's deuterium, which is heavy water, or tritium, which is used in radioisotopes, like in the CANDU reactors in Canada. The fact is, nascent water has no heavy isotopes of water. And the water is actually the primary thing that lowers the melting point of rock and creates magma. So it's not just the isotopes in the center of the Earth. That's a minor factor. And the biggest one is simply the water drives it. That's why the greatest danger of the large caldera. Where is that? Montana? Remember that? What do they call that? The largest caldera.
Mainly Wyoming. Near Yellowstone.
Wyoming. Yellowstone, basically, it's not the magma that's the problem or danger from that.
That's about a 50 by 40 mile area once upon a time was one huge volcano 600 years ago.
Now the problem is people think that that's going to explode. No. The problem is steam. The problem is water. And the lake above it should be drained, because when the lake gets down into that magma, that's going to cause an explosion, a pyroclastic explosion caused by the steam. That's the big danger. And we've had scientists on the program over the years that have actually confirmed we need to drain that damn lake, because if we don't, and if it gets down the caldera, it'll cause massive magma surges. It'll splurt all over the place. And we'd have millions of tons of magma splurted into the atmosphere with giant clouds and everything, and could have devastated a good part of the United States. People don't know that, do they?
One time there was a major eruption there 600,000-plus years ago, and they happen about every 600,000 years. It laid down ash a foot deep in the Carolinas.
Right.
To give you an idea of what kind of volcano it was. Also, you mentioned Seattle. The Seattle area is in incredible danger right now for reasons we'll talk about when you come back.
Yeah. So what people have to understand, when the earthquake that shook the G20 summit, this is a warning sign to the world of Matthew 24. And the listeric disjunction and the events around it will terminate the powers of the New World Order. They will.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
No, by the way, before we get on, I want to mention about how they can get your book between you and Craig Smith. And I'm going to offer again you and Craig to do a show on my new network, which is the stream guys are building it for me. So we'll have a player on our sites. It's going to be awesome because I'm syndicating everywhere. From Alexa phones, Alexa systems on Amazon, to TuneIn, iTunes, Google Play, etc., AM/FM stations all over the world, USA, Canada, Europe, Asia, New Zealand, and Australia, etc. And we're in the process of making sure where this audience is going to be, some of the most massive audience on the planet. And then once I fill up one stream, I'm going to get additional streams. And the idea is we've got to get the truth out to people, because to be honest with you, most of the broadcasters on regular networks are have red lines that they won't cross, which is why you have really bad news broadcasting from MSNBC, CNN, etc. And even Fox has red lines it won't cross. People like you, though, who've writing and been in think tanks and so on, understand this. So I want to get your take on the earthquakes, number one. And number two, what's going on in the G20? And the third issue, what's happening in Ukraine? Because Trump's not going to meet with Putin in this meeting, and I think that's a really bad move. Go ahead.
You're right. There is a resonant pattern happening in the Ring of Fire around the Pacific, which, by the way, is driven by the Mid-Atlantic Rift. You know, the Atlantic is spreading out from its center. And when it does that, it keeps putting pressure on the Ring of Fire on the other side of the world.
Right.
So as that happens, we now have seen another huge earthquake in Alaska, the worst of which was recently 1964, the Good Friday quake, which of magnitude 9+. And what's interesting is the U.S. Geological Survey had done a study of the Seattle area, because 1,100 years ago they had a monster quake in Seattle. I mean, it literally created a tidal wave. It was overwashing the seven hills, as in Rome, of Seattle. It was a devastating, breathtaking quake. And that, too, could activate Mount Rainier. But the point is, off Seattle, there is a plate, a tectonic plate called the Juan de Fuca Plate. It's not very large,
right,
compared to many tectonic plates. But as they found out, If you thought the Alaska quake was bad at 9+, the Juan de Fuca plate has 25 times more tectonic pressure built on it, like a spring that's been wound up, than the Alaska plate that let loose.
Wow.
In 64.
Right.
So there is the potential for a truly amazing quake hitting Seattle, potentially activating Mount Rainier, bringing things down. Now, you say water underground is a major factor, and that is undoubtedly true. In fact, as we have seen, tectonic activity, earthquake activity, which has gotten quite intense in some ways around the Yellowstone quake, we have found it is echoed in things like the pattern of geysers near San Francisco. It is echoed in underground activity in Mammoth in California and so on.
Right.
So we're seeing this not just in one location. We're seeing it echoed and bringing forth underground activity in these other areas, especially in Northern California. And so that will be more than interesting to watch. And, of course, the quakes lately have been getting bigger around the Ring of Fire.
Let me tell you something that I'm going to be a little bit out of the box, which I often am. I had a number of visions about 6 years ago, and I've been able to confirm with my classmate and other sources that we're heading toward a lithospheric disjunction. And when it happens, the North American continent is going to move 1,200 miles south at the speed of a senior citizen with a walker, 1.2 miles an hour, over 2 months. And when that happens, we're going to see earthquakes and tsunamis all over the world. And you're going to see much of the areas of Russia and China moving further north toward the Arctic Circle and the north rotational point of the North Pole. At the same time, you're seeing right now rapid movement of the magnetic North Pole that moves now at an enormous speed compared to, say, previous centuries. And we have two south magnetic poles, or not one south magnetic pole, we have two, in this giant geomagnetic hole in the South Atlantic Ocean.
And I wrote way back in my book, The Cooling, in 1976, the fact is they have measured that the planet's magnetic field is weakening by about 5% per century. So
right.
We're approaching a cave-in of the magnetic field of the Earth. I mean, and that'll do more than just turn North Carolina into South Carolina. That could mean a prolonged period of time in which we don't have a magnetic force field around the Earth shielding us from intergalactic radiation.
I don't think that's going to last long, although it may be a low point for a period of months or years. What happens is...
We don't know how long it will last.
Well, let me give you a little science that was done at this research center in North Bay, Ontario. And what they did is they actually were able to create the torsion field simulating how the Earth was created using radioactive isotopes around a solid core. And amazingly, they actually were able to create a torsion field that reached out at quite a distance from the actual body of this rotating mass of radioisotopes. So what basically happens is we're ready to have what's called a polar flip, which means although we have a north pole right now, when it reaches magnetic minimum, as before it goes to zero, it's going to flip and become a south pole, and the south poles will have a geomagnetic north pole magnetic polarity.
Yeah, now what you are calling a flip actually normally takes the form of the poles falling into the center of the Earth.
Right.
Then either they do or don't in a reasonable time reemerge either reversed or as they were before. But this has happened many, many times on our planet. And
right.
It's usually accompanied with the poles, the magnetic poles, greatly shifting location. For example, the North Pole used to be in what today we call southern Egypt.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
I mean, there are these huge dislocations that can happen.
Right, and most people don't realize that the actual crust of the Earth has moved a lot. Do you know 8 million years ago, Alaska was on the equator? People don't know this. There are ancient maps. Mamaruki Wasbazi got into the Alexandria Library from the Vatican and discovered the maps and actually used them for charting out North America, right? And what he found is maps going back 10,000 to 15,000 years plus. And these maps showed that the Antarctica was not at the South Magnetic Pole. Isn't that interesting? And if you go off the coast of Antarctica, you'll actually find tropical plants under the ice shelf, still fed by under-oceanic volcanoes, and these plants are still alive. People don't understand there's ancient species of organisms down there that are really bizarre. I mean, like they've been separated just like the bizarre species of animals that live in Australia, but these are under the ocean. And so Antarctica wasn't in the Antarctic. And there's even found now ancient temples that indicated there was a civilization there with animals and people in Antarctica, probably a very long time ago. We're talking about 10 to 20, 30,000 years ago.
But the planet's climate is as it is because there is a huge chunk of land. I mean, Antarctica is a landed continent very much like Australia is, only it's under ice and rock and so on. And
exactly.
It happens to be sitting over the rotational pole, and that greatly affects how ocean water can circulate and the warmth of the planet can circulate. Now, our North Pole is almost, it's on Baffin Island last time I checked, but it's
right.
It's moving a few feet even as we talk, and it is generally thought of as being over water, being over the Arctic Ocean.
Right.
And therefore, temperatures can circulate under the Arctic, but they can't easily circulate under Antarctica. And that differential causes a great deal of interesting activity. Of course, what happened supposedly when the Native Americans came here and so on, they came from Asia over the Arctic land bridge.
Right.
You see, the Bering Strait of Alaska is only about 150 feet deep.
Right.
And so if you take the water out of that to make an ice age, what an ice age means is you will have ice 3,000 feet deep over the city of Chicago, which is what they had 20,000 years ago.
Right.
Well, that ice is ocean water that came from somewhere. And it lowered the level of the oceans by more than 150 feet. So therefore, the whole Bering Sea was actually a land bridge. It came
right.
above sea level.
Right.
Creatures could just walk across it, and people could walk across it. And that's just one of the interesting things we have to look forward to in the not-too-distant future. Yeah,
most people don't realize that a good part of Japan is actually part of the North American plate, don't they? They don't know that, do they?
Or that Florida and parts of Alabama and much of Georgia are part of the African plate.
Right.
And they were originally connected to Africa.
Right. And you can actually see it. I remember when I was a kid in grade 3, I told the teacher, I said, look, South America and Africa can slide them together and they would meet and form, a connection. And she said, you know something, you're right, Eagle? Whoa.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Two things. I want you to talk about the G20. What Trump accomplished today is, if you go back to the Council on Foreign Relations article in the fall of 1973 in their journal called Foreign Affairs, they talked about a 10-zone world. And Zone 3 actually is part of the thing that later became the NAFTA agreement, the North American Free Trade. But this USMCA treaty is far more. It is comprehensively Zone 3 of the New World Order, global thing completed today on November 30th by Donald Trump and Justin Trudeau and the outgoing president of Mexico as Zone 3 of the New World Order and the template for all other zones in the basically the 10 kings that give their power to the beast for 1 hour. And Donald Trump succeeded in doing it. So people think, well, he might be slowing the New World Order down. A lot of these, you know, numbskull Christians. And I'm a Christian, and I've been numbskull in the past. I support Trump when he does right things, but the man is not a Christian. He's a high-level Mason. And what he's doing is accelerating the New World Order. So tell me what you think of this. I mean, this is pretty bizarre. It's going to be good for business. I mean, people are going to make a lot more money. But it means more and more control is going to hand it over to the global bankers, isn't it?
Oh, sure. And we've now seen Obrador, the new president as of tomorrow in Mexico, decide to cooperate in certain ways with these mobs gathering on the U.S. border. We saw a few days ago Mr. Trudeau in Canada very quietly cut taxes to business in Canada so that they would come into line with Trump's tax cuts to business.
It has to be equal, and that's why healthcare is going to come. By the way, healthcare is going to be the issue in 2020, whether Trump wants it or not. And he has to realize that they want equalization of healthcare plans in Mexico, Canada, and the United States, so there's transnational. So the borders, in some ways, may look like there's borders. There might even be a wall, but in actual fact, what he created today was a trade zone of North America. So the actual real physical and economic borders between Mexico and Canada, they're gone today. They don't exist in cyberspace or in economic space. They disappear.
Sure. The next thing we have to do is get ready to turn in your dollars for Ameros. Remember, they were going to...
Well, but they actually printed them.
...see of the new trade zone here in North America.
That was, about 12 years, 15 years ago? They actually printed out the Ameros?
The Amero, kind of like Amigo.
Well, it's no different if you have a locked-in currency like the program after the Second World War. What was it called? Where they had locked-in currencies between all the different countries? Bretton Woods, that's it.
Bretton Woods, yeah.
This is basically a North American version of Bretton Woods, so there'll be a locked-in currency exchange.
That was amusing. Under Bretton Woods, the U.S. was to peg the dollar to gold, and then these other allied countries were to peg their currency to the dollar.
Right, exactly. And that's exactly what's going to...
Direct gold link.
And by the way, the largest gold mine in the world is not in South Africa. You know where it is?
Alaska.
And the second largest mine in the world is in Williams Lake, British Columbia. I took care of miners up there. There's so freaking much gold in Alaska and British Columbia, it's just crazy. More than anywhere else in the world, from Indonesia or anywhere.
You know what gold forms in? The throats of volcanoes.
Right. Well, of course, that's why they're all there along the Ring of Fire.
You get gold in a hurry right now and mine for it as easily as possible. What you would simply do is take appropriate equipment and begin sucking it out of the giant trench that runs down the west coast of the U.S., starting with the San Francisco Bay,
right,
which has had gold nuggets coming washing out through it for millions of years, and they've all accumulated in that 16,000-foot trench.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
I mean, it's a natural sluice. It's just all right there. Miners didn't have the technology to do it in 1849. But we do have the technology today.
You can even pull it out of the seawater. I had a guy who sent me a patent about 7 years ago how to actually take it out of seawater because Mr. Gold is dissolved in the ocean.
It's very thin in seawater. It would be tricky to do unless you had a UFO to help.
No, you give me the full patent. It would cost around $256 per ounce to extract 1 ounce of gold out of seawater. And 5 months after he sent me the patent, they killed him.
Well, I think the price he set is a bit utopian, but...
That's what he calculated out based on his analysis. And he presented it to people. Obviously, some of them started to believe because, remember now, the people that get most fearful are the bankers. If you play with the bankers just like Muammar Gaddafi, you're going to die, sucker. Because when he suggested they change Islamic currency, because one of the things going to come out of this with Jared Kushner and this new prince in Saudi Arabia is the king of the south. There's not only the rise of a European superstate, there's going to be a Islamic superstate rise. And it's tied back to gold, and not just oil, but technology, because the first robot given citizenship was in Saudi Arabia. People don't understand the rise of the tech industry.
I'm glad you reminded me. A lot of these kinds of topics are dealt with in Craig Smith's and my new book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. And the good news is, it's holiday time. Anyone who is a dedicated listener of Dr. Bill's, you can get this book absolutely free and postpaid. It will not cost you a penny. You just need to call a toll-free number. The number is 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. That's 800-630-1492. And getting it totally free and free shipping, isn't that better than paying Jeff Bezos and the Washington Post $20 to get it?
I'm always amazed at the topic range you can cover. Literally, you are like a whirling dervish of knowledge and questions. And the most important thing I tell people is not you think you have the answer, but you ask the best questions and you get dig deeper with the next layer of questions. So the next layer of questions was, what do you think is going to happen next? For example, what happened with the Russians capturing 3 Ukrainian ships? In the history of Russia, where 200 years ago was the capital, was Kyiv, K-I-E-V. Our State Department has made boasts about spending billions of dollars in the last 20 years to try to put Ukraine into the position of being an extended portion of Eastern Europe. And what we see right now is Russia's encircled. We did a financial transaction to collapse the Soviet Union, which we did. And Putin himself is freaked out, and so are the Russians. So they're building advanced long-range cruise missiles with a very weak economy, but very high technology. So if you ever get involved with a war, I know personally that we do not have missile defense against Russia. So yes, we have bombers that are F-35 strike, assault strike bombers that can destroy Russia, but we'll be destroyed too. It'll be a Pyrrhic victory because we're all going to die if we start a conflict with Russia. So the fact he's not talking to Putin right now is freaking stupid and devilish. That's what it is.
Yeah, just parenthetically, by the way, they call them Russians because they were the Rus. They were the people with red hair. You see, the Vikings sailed in one direction to Greenland and Iceland. They sailed in the other direction up the rivers of Russia and wound up in places like Kyiv.
Right. Right,
so that's
exactly
how they came to be called the Russians. They're the people with red hair.
And by the way, if you actually look at the Bible, it talks. There's a song that the Hebrews sing on Mount Masada when they get their wings as an Israeli pilot. It's called the Vilna Gaon. And it says, in part of the song, it says, when Rush, or the red-haired ones, cross from the Bosphorus to the Mediterranean, put on your Shabbat or Sabbath clothes, because Messiah HaMashiach is coming. That song goes back 2,700 years to Ezekiel. People don't know this, do they?
No. But there are.
And this is 700 years before even Jesus was on earth. People need to realize this is about to happen, isn't it?
No, and in fact, Jesus talked about another red-haired people called the Samaritans.
Right.
Regarded as evil by the Israelis. Why? Because when the Israelis were taken off in captivity to Babylon, the Babylonian Empire moved people from a different part of the empire, namely the Caucasus Mountains of Russia, as in Caucasian, and moved those people who had blue eyes and red hair to Israel.
Right. That's why currently the genetic population, there are columns of Jews, which are converted by King Balaam of the people from the Caucasus Mountains, who used to attack the caravans as they went from Damascus, Syria, through to China for thousands of years. Those people became the Israelites, but only 2% of them are genetically Jews. 87% of the Palestinians are genetically ancient Hebrews and Jews. People don't know this, do they?
No, and now we face a caravan on our own southern border, many of whom came from the Middle East. But why be picky?
Right. So, and what we have is a world collapse in the world economy. These ecological catastrophes are going to collapse food supply in the next few years. That's why we are in the first end. We're approaching the end of the first fat year of the last seven. I gave the prophecy from Joseph. God told me to say it earlier this spring. We have six more years, which means we have two more years of Trump with the crabs of the demon rats on his shoulders and back. And of course, as he gathers his forces, he will take back the House and the Senate. And he will sanctify the temple with the Hebrews,
sure,
and guarantee you that this.
As Joseph taught Pharaoh, during those seven fat years, you'd better be saving up. Because, as Joseph told Pharaoh, there are going to be seven really lean years thereafter.
And he said that the lean cattle ate the fat cattle and were still hungry.
Yes. And you can get the free book by just calling 800-630-1492. It's called Money, Morality, and the Machine. Dr. Bill, an honor talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. For six more years to save up, people. Get yourself prepped up. Get yourself savings. Get yourself ready. Because superquakes are coming, earthquakes and finances and food supply. Ecological catastrophe is coming. And God will truncate and cut off the days, like it says in the book of Mark. Lest those days be short and no flesh would survive. The rapture is not taking good out to go to heaven. It's taking evil out, so the world becomes like the Garden of Eden again.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not.
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.